This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk.
What do girls want anyway? Well, apparently not total losers. We're pretty good at basketball. Yeah, as long as we don't have to run or jump or dribble or nothing.
Isaac Rob.
Hey, you guys up for a little game?
Sure.
Well, let's make it interesting. Say $20.
How about 50?
You're on.
Jason Sukanik.
Dude, we don't have $50. We don't have 20.
This is Prime Time on the Fan Sports Network.
What the hell's up with that? We win and they get the chips. That sucks, dude.
105.1 and 1080.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's jobs. We gotta get jobs. Then we get the khakis. Then we get the chicks.
The Fan.
All right, welcome back. Nice to have you along. Only one more hour of radio broadcast from us today. Thank God.
I turn it over to Hot Mariner pregame. Or not Mariner pregame, excuse me.
That would be something.
That would be something.
Mariner pregame in-game.
I'm pissed, though, because I can't watch the Mariner Mets because it's blacked out on our stupid TV.
I hate
TV.
That.
That's just the dumbest thing.
MLB just needs to stop with
yes.
that. Just
yes.
fix that.
Just, yes. What are you really gaining from
that? I don't
that?
Know.
You're not protecting your game. You're just diminishing its growth.
Yeah, exactly.
Pissing people off. But no, Hot Mariner game on, Hot Seattle Seahawks pregame on our airwaves. So if you love preseason football, you will love preseason football pregame.
Forget all these Seattle teams. When are the Portland teams playing?
Well, we got scheduled yesterday. Win, loss. Win,
Pickles have win. A big game this weekend, don't they?
Nah, they're done.
Did they lose?
They fell a game short of the whatever the West Coast League. What they play in? Yeah, they lost in the championship game.
They were going for back to back titles.
Yeah, fell. Taco Meat couldn't quite deliver, so they fell just shy.
Well, as expected, we told you this yesterday. Mm-hmm. It was not exactly a groundbreaking, earth-shattering punishment for Michigan.
Financially, it hurts a little bit.
Football.
Right?
This is from the Connor Stallions sign-stealing scandal.
Yeah, who knew, by the way, that was still going on?
They released their punishments today. This is from the NCAA. The fines, they say, could reach over $30
million yeah.
because they have fined them, get this, $50,000. That's the initial fine. For some reason. And then they are fining them 10% of their budget, yeah. which is $70 million. So that would be $7 million. And then 10% of scholarships. And they will also get no postseason revenue for each of the next two seasons. And they say that could reach up to $20 million. So they're saying possibly over $30 million this will cost Michigan.
Yeah. So, I mean, from a financial standpoint, that is a nasty fine.
Yeah.
And in today's world of college football, money talks. Though something tells me Michigan will have some sort of fundraising thing. Remember Penn State did this. Penn State got a huge fine and over the Jerry Sandusky sort of situation. And Penn State ended up with record-breaking donations that year. So Michigan will survive this.
No postseason ban.
No postseason ban.
No forfeiture of wins.
No. Sherrone Moore does get one extra game. So he was scheduled to be suspended for two games this year.
Because that was self-imposed.
Self-imposed. So it sounds like they're going to suspend him for one extra game, but it won't be until next year.
So he's going to miss weeks 3 and 4 this season.
Yeah.
they play Central Michigan at home, and they're playing at Nebraska. Mm-hmm. And then he's also now going to miss the season opener next year, which is a game against Western Michigan in Germany.
Wow.
He's not going to Germany.
How about that?
Or is he going to Germany?
Could
he go to Germany?
I guess he could go. You just can't coach. And I don't know. I think for the week, if I remember the Harbaugh suspension, you're allowed to be, you can coach the coaches, but you can't have anything to do with the players. You can't be on the field. So he probably won't be in Germany.
You can't be in the stadium.
Yeah. Yeah. And so Harbaugh had already been suspended for two runs of games, including, by the way, I mean, give Michigan credit. I guess Harbaugh was suspended during their national title run. I mean, he did miss some key games.
How many did he end up missing?
I think he ended up missing three or four.
Four? I thought it was four.
I think the thing, though, where they have to, like, they get to pick and choose which ones they miss is kind of toothless. Like, if you're getting suspended, then you don't get to pick.
Yeah, it is weird, isn't it? And why is he out weeks three and four?
He probably wants to coach one and two because there's either a possible upset on the schedule for them or...
Well, who do they play weeks one and two?
Let's find out.
Yeah, Harbaugh was suspended... He missed some at the beginning of 1 year, and then he was suspended for the end, Penn State, Maryland, and Ohio State. And that was part of the settlement with the Big Ten, where the Big Ten said, take your punishment, and we'll let this go.
Yeah, Sherrod Moore won at Columbus, right? That was the whole game where Ryan Day, like the flag planting thing, and
so that was
their offense did nothing.
Yeah, it was give him credit. That was a big game that they won without him, and then...
That's how Sherrod Moore got the job.
The NCAA did come out and say that, and this is why the NCAA is gutless, the NCAA said that there was plenty of evidence for multiple postseason bans, but they said they didn't feel that punishing kids that didn't have anything to do with this, that didn't make any sense. Which goes against literally everything that the NCAA has ever done. The NCAA has always punished kids that didn't have anything to do with it for the discretion of their program. But this time, you can either say that it's beyond hypocritical and that there's no teeth to it, or that they actually pulled their head out of their ass. But they used literally logic that has never been used before in the NCAA.
And by the way, they play Oklahoma in week two, which is why he won't be missing that game.
And they said, somebody on the text line said, I looked it up, Sherrod Moore went to Oklahoma.
Yeah.
So he's getting to he wants to coach against them. So he's like, we'll just do the Central Michigan and Nebraska games.
Yeah, pretty much.
Convenient how that works.
You're right.
Like, it's a conference game. So yeah. The last, and by the way, the NCAA will not investigate any other, like, if you know the new model they're doing, the NCAA will not be conducting any more investigations. It will be a separate entity now affiliated with I forget what they call it. It's the new, I don't know, the new enforcement arm of the Power Four will do the investigation. So this is kind of the last NCAA investigation. And isn't it fitting that it drug on forever and there were no real consequences?
Yes.
Yeah.
But that was predictable.
Unless USC is the one school that is going to just be like, what in the hell? They were the last school, and it ended their dynasty.
I saw the tweet today. It said, by the way, USC was punished for 7 years, a two-year bowl ban, 30 revoked scholarships, 14 vacated wins, a vacated title, a vacated Heisman, and the end of a dynasty because Reggie Bush's parents leased a house they found from a wannabe NFL agent.
Yes.
Well, wasn't it more that the USC wasn't cooperative?
Yeah, and including Michigan, by the way, all their coaches, including Sherrod Moore, deleted a bunch of messages.
Well, they weren't cooperative. Harbaugh wasn't cooperative at all.
No.
So it really is. If you and it chased Pete Carroll, whatever you know, whatever lie you want to believe, Pete Carroll left because he knew what was coming. I do enjoy the year after Pete left and they dropped the hammer. He was like, oh my God.
Wait, did we mention the Jim Harbaugh show cause?
I'm going to get to that in a second.
But I would like to point out, and look, their national title is fair and square. They won a national title. You know, I'm not taking that away from him. But this may be one of those like coincident things that is just strange, right? Like before Connor Stallions got there, Jim Harbaugh was 1 year away from being fired. Jim Harbaugh had to take a reduction in his salary, and Jim Harbaugh was 0-11 as an underdog. He was 1-4 in bowl games. He was 0-5 against Ohio State. He was 11-16 against top 25 teams and had never won a Big Ten title. And then this started. And
yeah,
you know,
it's true.
So look, I'm not
he also better.
Didn't he also hire that defensive coordinator?
Yes.
That really helped him?
Yes. So, look, to be fair, you know, there's more than just this. But there will be some that will look at this and say, you know, they got away with some stuff. And no one was really punished. And that the people that were punished just left. Seemingly Jim Harbaugh. Like, Jim Harbaugh can't coach in college football, and he doesn't care because he's coaching for the Chargers.
Dare we say some people are going to look at this and scoff?
I think they will.
Yeah.
If I'm a USC fan,
I can't find that drop.
That will forever be a bee in my bonnet. That for whatever reason, the NCAA tried to swing a big swinging hammer at USC, and they didn't do it with Penn State. They didn't do it with Florida State. They didn't do it with North Carolina. They certainly didn't do it with Miami. They didn't do it with Michigan. But with USC over Reggie Bush, that's where you decided to do it?
I think there are some people that are going to look at this and scoff.
Yeah, it's just, it's a weird.
There it is.
It's a weird day.
So Connor Stallion's got an 8-year show cause and a 10-year show cause for Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah.
And it is also worth pointing out that Harbaugh already has another show cause from another infraction investigation. So he got 4 years in 2024. So he now has 14 years.
Yeah.
So he's not going back to college.
He's not going back to college. But he got his national title.
Dude, that guy just absolutely laughed at the NCAA.
Yes, at every turn.
Dude, if you think about it, though, I mean, can we respect a little bit of what Jim Harbaugh did?
100%.
He got into college. It wasn't working for him, like you pointed out. Mm-hmm. He, you know, he
found a way.
Made some changes.
Yep.
Wins a title. And then absolutely flips the bird to the NCAA.
At every turn.
Takes two show causes and goes and coaches in the NFL.
Just total defiance.
I mean, dude, I'm sorry. I kind of respect it.
No bet.
I kind of respect it.
No bet. Drink their hater egg, eat their hater ties. Well,
plenty of guys. Who's it? Chip Kelly got a show cause, and he was like, I'm out. He left and... Yeah, you know, that's the silly part about some of these things is you give coaches these show causes and they're like, cool, I'll see you in the NFL. And Chip ended up coming back and then left again. But there was another guy that certainly was, you know, painting the corners, so to speak, when it came to ethics and rules.
All right. Now to the task at hand.
Yeah.
The NFL preseason weekend look ahead is next.
Right. Oh, baby.
You know what we get tonight, don't you? A rare glimpse at Gardner Minshew.
Oh.
Did you know that?
I did not know that. Is he getting the start?
He is.
Did you just say Gardner Minshew?
Yeah, that's what Mike Lynch and I used to call him.
I did not realize that was an ongoing joke.
It's a bit.
I thought that was fantastic.
It's a bit. That's next on The Fan. All right, In the News is coming up next, but we've got our NFL weekend look ahead right here. Big time preseason football.
Cam Ward slinging the
rock. Gonna need you to turn on your mic if you'd like anyone to hear you.
I got Cam Ward slinging the rock right now.
Yeah, so I was just reading about Cam Ward in the Football Outsiders Almanac.
Mm-hmm.
And
how can you have that when he hasn't played? When they're just like projecting?
Well, yeah, they do. Well, actually, I'll tell you, I took a screen grab of it. I thought it was kind of interesting. You know, they do. Let's see where it is. they have tables and graphs, and it's all analytics.
Yeah.
And they have something called the Q-base projections.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just read you what it says about him. Cam Ward, of course, the number one pick out of Miami to the Tennessee Titans. And he is on tonight in Atlanta taking on the Penix-less Falcons.
Yeah. Easton Stick, by the way,
who
looked really good. And now he's 4-for-4 in this game.
Anyway, it says Cubase, our rookie quarterback projection system, has Cam Ward as a solid but not overwhelmingly great prospect as the number one overall quarterback on the board. And they've got all these weird numbers and stuff. He's nearly the equal of where they had Jaden Daniels from 2024.
Oh.
He ranks as the fourth best prospect to come out per Cubase since the model was updated in 2021. So they have, so it's all first-round picks, 2021 to 2025, and these are all only quarterbacks,
mm-hmm.
they have Anthony Richardson rated as the absolute lowest based on their projections.
Turns out that was correct.
Just above him and below Mac Jones, Michael Penix.
Huh.
Interestingly enough.
Yeah.
Top of the list, the guy that they rated the highest was Trevor Lawrence.
Okay.
Number two is Caleb Williams. Number three, Zach Wilson.
Mm. Well, it's interesting because...
Then Cam Ward, then Jaden Daniels.
Well, so Daniels obviously was an absolute beast in year one. We'll see what happens in year two. Zach Wilson is a flame-out bust. Caleb, so far, that's a big old question mark. And Trevor Lawrence, I think it's a big year for Trevor. I think Trevor is he's riding a lot of Kyler Murray territory. Trevor gets a lot of love. Boy, if Trevor Lawrence hadn't come in with the hype that Trevor Lawrence had, I'm not certain we talk about him the same way. There's a lot of draft bias that comes in with him.
Well, I think some of the bias that comes in with him too is that Dougie Peterson, for about half a season, had him cooking.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember that.
Oh, yeah.
He was really hot. But he really hasn't done, outside of that stretch, I think it was like 6 to 8 games.
Yep.
He hasn't done much.
No, and this is year five, and it kind of, and they gave him the money. Obviously, he's got a big old contract, and yeah, he had to go through the Urban Meyer crap, and now he's on to Duval. And
Duval.
You know, I just, it's a big year for Trevor Lawrence, because when you look at him, he's been okay. But he is not wowing anyone and knocking your socks off, especially when we were told that he was kind of an Andrew Luck sort of prodigy and he was great in college, but you know, he has a quarterback rating overall of 85, and
he's one of those guys that I wonder if he landed somewhere else and not Jacksonville
a little better.
If we'd be talking, I don't know, but a little better, if we'd be talking about him completely differently.
Yeah,
that's exactly what I was thinking, that basically because of his success in college, winning a national championship, having this look, the physique, the number one overall pick thing, that you're like, oh, he's really good. The Jags have always been bad. They must be the problem. What they're putting around him, and that, like, he's probably doing his part. But yeah, I think where he landed and who he plays for definitely plays in the narrative.
But the counter to that is we have seen good quarterbacks buoy bad franchises before.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So, I mean.
And you've seen glimpses, but like his rookie year, right? I mean, he, you know, 12 touchdowns, 17 picks, but that's rookie and that's rough stuff. And then you mentioned the year that he kind of had a cook in there. His second year, 25 touchdowns, 8 picks. And had his best, that was his best year, and he had a 90.
Was that the playoff year where he threw like 5 picks in the first half?
It's like, ah.
God.
Yeah, that one was.
What a mess.
That was rough.
That game, dude, that game was bananas. That was the Brandon Staley game.
Was it 24-0, something like that?
It was like 27-0.
It was something like that with like you said, I think 5 picks.
And they won.
They won.
They came back and beat Staley.
Yeah. And then the third year, again, was a bit of a regression. 21 touchdown passes with 14 picks and had a quarterback rating of 86. And you're like, and then last year he battled the injuries, but he was 2-8 as a starter. And he threw 11 touchdowns and 7 picks. And he's got the money. And so now here we are into, you know, another head coach. It's his third one. And, you know, you can make excuses all you want that, oh, I've played in a bunch of different systems and the people around me. But at some point, when you're a quarterback, you run out of excuses. In year five, you're getting a little long in the tooth to simply say that it's someone else's fault. I think it's time for Trevor Lawrence to let him drop. I would make the argument, I think Trevor Lawrence, if we're talking about pressure on quarterbacks, I think he's a top three guy this year, where it's, you're paying him in that amount of money, it's go time. Which is why I said Kyler Murray has a little bit of this. Kyler Murray puts up good numbers. He never finishes the season strong, and Arizona does nothing. And a lot of people like Arizona this year. Another year of with good weapons. Some people think this is a top five offensive line in the league. They like Gannon, and that division seems to be wide open. And Kyler Murray needs to not be Kyler Murray the last 6 weeks of the season. This needs to be a playoff team.
Well, Trevi Lawrence, he's no Gardner Minshew, okay?
No. Gardner Minshield?
Nah, it was brutal, dude.
You know, the Almanac, one other thing they said about Cam Ward, they asked the question, is he the quietest number one pick we've had in years?
You don't hear a lot.
You don't.
No.
And he is a really odd number one pick because usually they come with all this hype.
You don't hear
but
much
they
about
were,
him.
They were pointing out that Shedeur Sanders got so much talk during the draft that we forget Cam Ward was the number one guy off the board.
I'll tell you right now, outside of the weird Cam Ward, Shedeur Sanders video, you remember that where Cam Ward was like, dude, you suck. Like, show up on time.
That's right.
Outside of that, I am not certain that I've heard Cam Ward speak. Like, I couldn't pick if we played an interview, three different interviews. I'm not certain I could pick out Cam Ward's voice, and he's also in a place where isn't Tennessee about as nondescript a team as you can get? It's, you know, when you think of Tennessee, I'll bet you still think of Derrick Henry.
I think of Vrabel.
Who's
but
not
yes.
there. He's not even there.
I know.
You know, Derrick Henry and Mike Vrabel are the two things you think about when you think about the Titans, and neither one of them's there.
I think of Chris Johnson. That's how far back I go.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You're old, dude.
So, and I don't know what Tennessee's going to bring to the table.
Yeah, you know, they're probably not going to be that good.
Well, they got Calvin Ridley, Lockett signed there out of Seattle.
Their defense is a little scrappy.
Yeah.
And they're
saying the O-line could be better this year.
A
lot of people said. I think Tony Pollard is still there back. I don't think much is expected, and maybe that's a good thing for Cam Ward. Because when you're like Caleb Williams, you can get plopped in, or Trevor Lawrence, or one of these guys. I think there's a lot of pressure. I would make the argument that Cam Ward, like you said, the quietest number one pick. I don't know what the expectations are for Cam Ward. So maybe he does get a chance to just kind of.
Well, they were so bad last year.
Yeah.
Nobody really, I mean.
Yeah.
Expects. Breathe. But, you know, Jaden Daniels did come in and absolutely flip the Commanders on their head.
Yeah.
I mean, it does happen.
He was, yeah. That,
and we didn't expect that.
CJ Stroud was one of those guys.
Yeah.
That came in and immediately you can take time to grow and develop, but when you're like a dude, it shows up early. I forget who it was, but someone was, who were they talking to? It was a Hall of Famer. It might've been Aaron Donald. They were talking to someone. I think it was Colin had someone on and they asked him, they said, how long does it take you to in preseason and in practices in camp to know if a guy is going to be really good?
Your boy Easton just threw a pick six.
A pick. He had looked really good in the preseason before that. He's like, ah. And he said, like, you're talking like a star? He goes, yeah. And he goes, 2-3 practices? He goes, you can certainly grow and develop, but he goes, when there's a guy that comes in that is truly a difference maker, you will know it early. And, you know, that Jaden Daniels was that guy from day one that just was different. And it doesn't... You know, and you don't always see that coming from college. Sometimes you just show up on the stage, and for whatever reason, we slept on you in college, and it works. And Daniels had about as good a rookie season as you could have. That being said, keep an eye on this.
Oh, he'll regress.
There'll be a regression.
Yeah, there always is.
They're saying that Kingsbury has already said that without Scary Terry, the offense has struggled to find a rhythm. And think about how many close games Washington won last year. And I'm not saying Jaden Daniels is going to be terrible, but like they won a lot of games by the hair of their chinny chin chin. And a couple of those go back the other way. Teams get another look at you, force you to kind of do some stuff that you're not comfortable with. CJ Stroud,
you know,
there. And if there is a regression, it doesn't mean that last year was a fluke or that Jaden Daniels won't overcome it.
Exactly.
The rise of an NFL quarterback tends to be a stock market. There's some dips and
but
valleys.
I think their whole team, you know, I thought they got pretty hot defensively.
Yes.
And defenses don't necessarily their identity. They're not the same year to year.
No. Defenses can fluctuate greatly.
I feel like Washington's defense is going to be a little overrated at the start of the year.
I just think there's a come down for the Commanders.
Cowboys are better.
Yeah. And the Eagles are good. And the Giants may be a little bit better. People like what their defense has going on. It's just keep an eye on that. And it doesn't mean that the Commanders stink. I just think we assume that the Commanders are going to be like a 13-win team and get to the Super Bowl. And I'm like, we'll...
No.
Let's dial that back.
All right, Seahawks host the Chiefs in about a half hour here on The Fan. We are going to get Seattle playing at starters. Mm-hmm. Sam Darnold, Cooper Kupp, Smith and Jigba, those guys are going to play. Mahomes, Kelsey, those guys are not going to play. But Gardner Minshew is. So
buckle up.
Let's go.
Nah, that's brutal, dude.
No Aaron Rodgers for the Steelers. They play, I don't know what day it is, but they play the Bucks.
Yeah, they got the Buccaneers.
He's not going to play. Your Ravens are taking on the Cowboys with Joe Milton starting at quarterback for Dallas.
Some of us have already placed our wager on the Ravens.
We will be firing.
Thank you.
They are
much.
Only favored by 2.5.
I'll gobble that up all day.
Very interesting. But they're not playing their starters either.
Doesn't matter.
And then we've got one other thing for the preseason weekend you should know is that the Bills are playing the Bears, and we will get Caleb Williams, so we'll get a first look at him in Ben Johnson's offense.
And there's... How do I say it?
I know how you say it. Hold on. Wait. Let me get the mouse over there here real quick.
They are who we thought they were.
No. Here's how you say it.
A lot of people saying...
That he doesn't look very
good. They don't look good.
Nope. They're saying that... And Ben Johnson has said that they're not where they need to be. It doesn't sound like in Chicago that everything is Razzleberry, Froger, and Scones. They completely rebuilt their offensive line. They drafted another receiver in Burden out of Missouri. They drafted the best pass-catching tight end to give him more weapons. And at least that seems to be the buzz right now, is that it just is not working. And then, of course, they did that survey about tiered and quarterbacks, and there were some coaches that were very critical of Caleb Williams' games, talking about the way he processes information. And, you know, we'll see what happens when we're on the field. But if you're a Chicago fan, this is not the buzz that you wanted to hear, because there's really not a lot of positivity coming out of that camp.
Is it time for the secret agent man?
He looked great.
I was too busy grinding my absolute face off.
You just said that about Easton Stick, and threw the worst pick six I've ever seen.
Oh, also, Shedeur Sanders will not play. He's got an oblique injury, so he's not going to play at all this week.
Dylan Gabriel time, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, is he going to play?
Good. Yeah, sounds like him and Huntley will go for the Browns.
The Sanders game Friday, 2.4 million people watch that.
It's like
the best preseason rated game in a couple years.
Dude, right? you can hate on that guy all you want. Eyeballs, him and his dad, they get eyeballs.
Straight out of a Portlandia episode there at City Council. That's next on In the News. But first, Buck with SportsCenter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right, it is August 15, 2025. It is time now on our show for In the News. I am your noted newsman. Hello, please be seated. Thank you.
Oh, I'm seated.
Please be seated on both of your butt cheeks.
Nope. Nope. This is a lefty only show today.
It is National Kool-Aid Day.
When's the last time you had Kool-Aid?
I think it's gross.
It is. Well, it's just sugar. I mean,
I know, but
isn't it amazing that back in the day, like, that was considered, like, oh yeah, give kids Kool-Aid.
Yeah, my mom started making us get the sugar-free, and it was always way cooler to go to the friend's house who had the sugar version.
Might I also offer to you that in the pantheon of flavors, cherry/red is the worst?
Yeah. And that dye apparently is going to kill you anyways.
In Kool-Aid, though, that was by far the most popular.
Yeah. Oh, for
red
sure.
Red is always the most popular.
Is it? Yeah. I don't understand why.
I don't know.
Is that the most popular Gatorade color?
I hope not.
I don't think so.
I think lemon lime is. I think.
Yeah, it's always some form of fruit punch or, you know, no one even knows what it is. It's punch. Hawaiian punch.
It is also National Relaxation Day.
Oh, there you go. Who doesn't need to relax?
I did that today. I was relaxing watching the BMW Championship, currently led by Robert McIntyre.
I was not relaxing today. There's been no relaxing. That's for later.
Yeah, like I said, straight out of a Portlandia episode at City Council. Because a Portland City Council meeting about how to change council meetings to address the problem of meetings being cut short because they run too long was cut short after running too long. I'm not even kidding.
No, you can't make that up. It's just, God bless America. Can we not do this? Can we not embarrass ourselves?
I think you know the answer to that question.
Yeah, the answer to that question is no.
While councilors did advance a plan to make city council meetings weekly, their own self-imposed time constraints ultimately meant they had to pause a separate plan to overhaul council committees.
It's like when we need a committee to talk about the committee.
Yeah.
Forming a new committee and so what I know that committee is going to do.
It's confusing. So they had a meeting to discuss meetings being cut short.
Yeah.
Because they run too long,
and they had
to cut it short because it ran too long.
It's amazing.
It's great.
Yeah.
Hey, this little guy here in Portland thinks that was stupid. Don't move to Oregon, okay?
No.
No, especially you.
We're telling people to.
We don't want you over here.
To stay out. I'm here enough.
I'm surprised they let you over here every day.
Yeah.
Coming over here for the show.
Let me over that bridge. So waiting for those. For everyone talking crap about Portland, boy, the home prices sure haven't plummeted.
I know.
I keep waiting for it.
That's so true.
Yeah. I love all my friends. Man, no one wants to live in Portland. The housing prices would say otherwise.
Anyone thinking about moving to a new state may want to think twice before considering the Pacific Northwest, according to a new piece of analysis. Ooh. This coming to us from Consumer Affairs. They recently ranked Oregon the fourth worst state to move to in 2025, down from its ranking in 2024 as the seventh worst.
So we've gotten
state.
We've gotten worse.
Yes, by three.
What have we done to
I'm going to tell you.
To plummet.
Washington, on the other hand, is the 35th best state to move to. That's kind of a dumb way to say that. Yeah. In other words, they're 15th worst.
15th worst. That's totally misleading.
I will say. You know what, though? 15th worst, better than 4th worst.
I mean, yeah, that's
true.
That's definitely true.
But that is a disingenuous statement. That's a bad comparative statement.
If you're 35th best, but you're in the bottom half, that doesn't... Yeah,
that shouldn't count.
Like, what's 49th? I think they said maybe Louisiana.
Yeah, somewhere down south.
Louisiana, the 49th best state to move to.
Yeah, I mean, Oregon, the 46th best.
It's like someone finishing third in a sprint tri Clyde.
Oh, third out of three, baby. Right at you taking shots.
Hey,
bring him back.
I still beat like 50 people.
That's right.
So it says that Washington has outperformed Oregon in affordability, economic strength, and healthcare and educational attainment. However, both states continue to face challenges. Oregon scored poorly for its affordability, like you just mentioned, safety, economy, education, and access to healthcare. According to the report, Oregon is the third worst state for affordability and the ninth worst for safety. It is also among the most vulnerable to environmental hazards such as drought and wildfire.
Well, yeah, I mean, certain parts of the state, I could see that, obviously.
I mean, if you put it that way, it's why do we live here? No, this place is great.
It is an amazing...
If you know, you know.
Yes, it is an amazing place. And I keep waiting for people to stop moving here so that I can buy a place over here, but...
I don't think they're really flocking here anymore. Yeah. But you're right. The housing market just won't.
No.
It just doesn't.
No. We've looked several times over the years at moving back over here. And every time we do, and you see what, like, your money gets you, and you're like, all for, like, moving 9 minutes closer to work. And you're like, eh.
Yeah, but you're closer to the brew pub.
I just go there after work anyway.
The famous brew pub.
So I'm right there. So
overall, the states that ranked worse than Oregon are California, Louisiana, and New Mexico.
I kind of like being a double agent anyways, because the Oregonians, they get pissed at me. And they're like, you're not a real Portland guy. And then all the Washington friends are like, man, I can't believe you love that city. You spend all your time over there. So you just get equal hate from both sides. And I just keep smiling.
Who even says that to someone? You're not a real Portland guy. Who says that?
I get it.
It's a free country.
I get it all the time.
Last I checked, right?
Yeah. They're like, you don't even live here.
What? Okay.
I live in a suburb of Portland. And I spend 75% of my time in the state.
Put up a fence?
I know.
Keep me out?
There's a river. I love when... I'm not certain which one is more obnoxious. Portland guy that is upset that I live in Vancouver, or Washington bro that hates that I spend all my free time in Portland.
Overly Portland guy is way too much to handle. But, dude, there's nothing worse than this narrative perpetuated by Fox News that Portland's on fire. It's just not true. These people are idiots. You're dumb.
Yeah.
You fell for it hook, line, and sinker. Shut up. You don't know what you're talking about.
I have friends of mine that I'm convinced want something terrible to happen to me while I'm in Portland so they can be like, told you, man. Told you. Just waiting for it.
I mean, look, you do see some stuff. But look, it's a city.
But you know, exactly. It's a city of a couple million people. That's what happens. And by the way, it makes your life a little more interesting.
Would you like to guess the top four states to move to, according to this report?
Massachusetts.
No.
Texas.
No.
Florida.
No.
Utah.
Yes.
There you go.
Utah, New Hampshire.
Oh, it was close with
Idaho and Virginia.
Oh.
So there you go. And our boss, Jeff Austin, remember him?
Yeah.
Rest in peace. Yeah. He just moved to Virginia.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine. Idaho and Utah, I'm good.
There you go.
We're all right.
All right. Coming up next, do you like gelato? Because it's a coming.
Mm-hmm.
On the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right, this is In the News for August 15, 2025, brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. You like gelato?
Yeah, I got nothing wrong with I got nothing against gelato. I don't really seek it out. It's ice cream.
I like gelato.
When you were I was in Italy, we ate a lot of gelato. And
well, you have to.
Yeah. But if you told me there was ice cream and gelato, I don't know, flip a coin.
I lived across the street from a gelato place in San Francisco for 9 years.
Wow.
Delightful.
9 years?
Yeah.
How much gelato did you eat?
Oh, a bunch.
But yeah. Yeah. Right across the street?
And above the most popular pizza place in the city. So, yeah.
This raises a good question. What retail outlet would you want right across the street from your house? I have a weed shop.
I want a bar.
And I don't want that. I think a bar would be cool.
Healthy salads.
Yeah.
Like my local bar that I drink up at a lot, Jerry's, if that was across the street from my house,
yeah,
well, that'd be dangerous. But I would love it. It'd
be great.
I love the idea of walking in, having a pint, saying hi to some people, and then just walking next door.
You know what would be for me would be a wine shop.
I could see that.
Where you could also get in, you know, drink some wine in it.
Yeah.
Like that would be great.
Yes. I wouldn't want a weed shop.
No, it sucks.
No, that's no good.
Bunch of ne'er-do-wells over there.
And same thing, I don't think I'd want, I don't know.
Yeah, offense. But.
Yeah, gelato ice cream place, little dessert bar. I could see that.
Little restaurant?
Yeah.
Little bistro?
Yeah, like if you had a cool little...
What if you had a little breakfast joint?
Yeah, that's great.
Too. Yeah, Rob would love a little bistro that closes by like 5 so that he doesn't have to deal with traffic and
that's
cars
exactly
late.
Exactly right. Yeah, I bring up gelato because Bonta Gelato, I don't know if you've ever been there, but it's right there downtown Bend.
Mm-hmm.
They have today opened a new shop in the Pearl District here in Portland.
And is this like one of those, like, are we going to...
Oh, it's legit.
Is it, people are gonna be like, oh my God.
Well, they were named Best Ice Cream Shop in Oregon for 2025.
How about that?
That's now, according to Yelp.
Am I wrong? Gelato is just more... milk and less cream.
I think that's right.
Right? So it's just a little, it's like a lighter version?
Yeah. Right. I think.
Typically lighter and softer?
Yeah, because it's less cream. Yeah. It's just it's a thinner, you know, it's a thinner version.
Again, the Europeans always have
healthier,
you know, like makes them less fat,
sure.
Which is why they're less fat.
Yeah.
And you learned that too with the Italian food over there. Like it's not heavy like our Italian food at all.
They do a better job. So I got nothing against gelato. I also don't seek out. I just don't seek out desserts. I find that like with desserts and like lines, I'm not waiting in line for gelato. I'm not waiting in line. Like whenever, what's the salt and straw? There's always a line. I'm like, dude, I'm not.
There's actually not always a line.
At salt and straw?
It depends on which one you go to.
We go to my buddy lives on Division. And there's a line around the corner for that place all the time.
I'm telling you, you got to do the hack. If you don't care about tasting, just go right to the cooler, buy one, and go right to the front. Like, if you buy a pint there, you do not have to wait in line.
Oh, that's a good suggestion. I didn't know that. Yeah. You don't have to. So wait, if you go grab a pint in the cooler,
you go straight to the register after that.
How many people know that?
I don't know, but they do it everywhere.
Wow. Yeah, but then you have to have a pint if you just want a cone or something.
And you have to know what you want. You can't try some seasonal flavors or whatever.
But tell you what, I've been into the Lake O one a few times, and it's not. I mean, the lines are. It's been manageable.
Okay.
Got my blue cheese and pear.
Got out of there.
Got out of there.
By the way, the Mariners already up 4-3 on the Mets in the top.
Ooh, good ball game.
Yeah.
Good little ball game.
Someone said, I think the dumper just went yard. I'd like to watch it, but I can't because it's freaking blacked out. Yeah, Raleigh just had a... the Mets were up 3-2, and looks like Raleigh just hit a two-run blast. The dumper.
Well, we got to go. Walk of Life is playing because, coming up next, Seahawks football. We shall return Monday. Everybody have a great weekend. We are back 3-7. Monday on The Fan. Good night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.